Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
So we hear so much that defense wins championships in sports. So should we go on the defensive in our business against the competition? How do we approach business? Should we make certain that we know what the competition is doing and be ready to defend ourselves at all costs? Because defense wins championships in sports. Maybe it does so in business as well. Well, we're going to talk about that on today's edition of Project Distinct, brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit. If you'd like to grow your business 10% or more, just come to the Ultimate Business Summit. We don't make outlandish promises, but we do believe that we can help you increase sales by 10%, grow yourself by 10%, improve productivity by 10%. And the proof is that over 90% of the entrepreneurs, small business leaders, and sales professionals that come to one event come back and purchase tickets to continue to show up and learn every year. Go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. You can get $100 off registration if you enter the coupon code SCOTT, my first name. Just enter SCOTT, get you $100 off. We look forward to seeing you attending in August in Vegas at the Ultimate Business Summit. Well, as I said, the old saying is that defense wins championships. Is that true, first of all? I mean, we take that for granted, like that's a true saying, that we've heard it so much, it must be true, right? Defense wins championships. I wondered if that was really the case, because one of the things that I learned in studying organizations, in preparing and writing my new book, Iconic, and the subtitle of the book is How Organizations and Leaders Attain, Sustain, and Regain the Ultimate Level of Distinction. When I was working on that book, it suddenly crossed my mind that all these businesses that I was studying that are iconic really played offense more than defense. They were aware of the competition. They considered the competition, but they didn't focus on the competition. They focused on playing offense. But yet that contradicts what we hear about defense wins championships. So I started studying it. And here's the interesting aspect. 38 Super Bowl winners had a top 10 offense. According to an analysis on Freakonomics.com, quote, there have been 427 NFL playoff games over the last 45 seasons. The better defensive teams win 58% of them. Oh, so defense wins championships, right? No. The better offensive teams have won 62% of the time. Now, the winning team is sometimes better on both sides of the ball, explaining why the total exceeds 100%. Hey, look, I believe that offense wins championships now. Look, I know I'm a bit prejudiced when it comes to this statistic and this outlook, because my favorite NFL team, the Indianapolis Colts, won the Super Bowl with a team that rated 19th in the league on defense, third on offense. By the way, as the NBA playoffs and championship is going on right now, isn't it interesting to note that when the NBA or the NFL or the NHL or Major League Baseball presents their respective Most Valuable Player awards, it's almost always for the player who has the best season in terms of offense. Many of those leagues even have a Best Defensive Player award to recognize a player's excellence on that side of the ball or puck. Yet Most Valuable, in many cases, the best offensive player wins the award. In other words, the best offensive efforts are the ones considered as the most valuable to the team and to the sport. So to emphasize this point, which of the following set of names is more recognizable? The top five touchdown leaders in NFL history? Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith, LaDainian Tomlinson, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens. Or the top five interception leaders? Paul Kraus, Imlen Tunnell, Rod Woodson, Dick Lane, and Ken Riley. Those of you who follow football, and even those of you who don't, likely remember the more offensive players than the defensive ones. I think the same is true for iconic companies or individuals. We remember the ones that take charge and lead. Those are the ones we consider as iconic. So here's an important point to remember. Every moment that you are playing defense against the competition wastes a moment you could be innovating to make them irrelevant. What I would encourage you to do is to stop playing defense. Start now. Create and deliver an innovative and dynamic offensive approach to your customers and employees. You can't make your competition irrelevant while worrying about them all the time. Create your plan, execute it, and you will find distinction. Well, I'm off to Denver, getting together with fellow speakers and buddies Larry Wingate and Randy Pennington from the Ultimate Business Summit, along with Mark Sanborn, the author of the incredible book, The Fred Factor, and many more, Joe Calloway, a great consultant, Speaker Hall of Fame member. And we're getting together to just to hang out for the weekend and talk about business and talk about life and all those kinds of things. So I'm sure I'm going to have a lot more ideas to share with you in the days to come. Thanks so much for listening to Project Distinct. We really appreciate it on behalf of Benjamin Amick and Shelley Irwin and everybody that helps put this together. Thank you so much for reviewing it online and for sharing it and subscribing. It means the world. Thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you again tomorrow with a brand new Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.